just to make.
Thank you, Madam President. Distinguished members of the Troika and of the UPR Working Group, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, let me convey on behalf of the Government of Jamaica our gratitude to the Working Group of the Universal Periodic Review for its commitment to this exercise, despite the challenges caused by the ongoing pandemic. Further, please allow me to once again commend and register Jamaica's sincere appreciation to the members of the Troika, comprising the Republic of Fiji, the Republic of Venezuela, and the Republic of Angola, for their hard work and contribution throughout this process and for compiling the report. The Universal Periodic Review continues to be an invaluable mechanism in strengthening accountability in the field of human rights. Jamaica was therefore pleased to participate in this important process. We welcomed the high interest shown by delegations, as well as their active participation in the review, including the interactive dialogue, which was conducted in an open and constructive manner. Further, we thank those delegations which posed advanced questions. In this regard, we note positively the increase in the number of recommending states from 64 at our last review to 70 at this session. Madam President, the government is proud of the positive strides which have been made in implementing most of the accepted recommendations from the previous two cycles of the Universal Periodic Review, and will continue to actively undertake measures to bolster existing mechanisms for the protection and advancement of the rights of every citizen, especially the most vulnerable, at all levels of the Jamaican society. In that connection, I wish to underscore the progress achieved over the reporting period in inter alia, combating issues such as gender-based violence, the trafficking in persons, including women and children, ongoing measures to strengthen existing oversight and accountability mechanisms, as well as the administration of justice, enhancing access for the provision of support services and the protection of women, children, and persons with disabilities, including the mentally disabled, enhancing women's participation in the political process and corporate management, implementation of strategies geared towards poverty reduction, lowering unemployment, and boosting economic growth and environmental sustainability. It is to be noted that these are in keeping with our development priorities as outlined in Vision 2030 Jamaica and the globally agreed sustainable development goals with human rights at their core. Jamaica acknowledges that while much has been accomplished, more will need to be done to further build on the strong foundations which have been laid to progressively address existing gaps. That is why we have listened keenly and have taken careful note of your comments, questions, and recommendations. During this third review cycle, Jamaica received a total of 170 recommendations, of which 120 have been accepted and 16 noted. The remaining 34 recommendations will be examined further by the government in consultation with the relevant stakeholders, with a view to providing a more definitive response by the 46th regular session of the Human Rights Council, which is scheduled for February to March 2021. Admittedly, as a small island developing state, Jamaica faces significant human and other resource constraints, many of which have been compounded by the current COVID-19 pandemic. These notwithstanding, the government of Jamaica remains steadfast in its commitment to promoting and upholding respect for the human rights and dignity of all persons in adherence with its constitutional, regional, and international obligations. We recognize that this is a process which requires perseverance. The protection and promotion of human rights and fundamental freedoms remain a work in progress for the international community of states, not only for Jamaica. In this regard, the government will also continue to rely on the assistance and support of our many bilateral and multilateral partners to ensure the development of national capacities to meet our obligations to the people of Jamaica. Madam President, in conclusion, our sincere appreciation goes to the UPR and OHCHR secretariats. A special thanks to the interpreters for their support. Finally, Madam President, many thanks to you for effectively guiding this afternoon's session. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen,